Greetings from the voice of Allan Kardec.
And welcome from the voice of the spirits.
We are here again today to take you on another audio journey through The Spirits Book by Allan Kardec. Ecstasy, covering questions 439 to 446, and Second Sight, covering questions 447 to 454.
Enjoy.
Question 439. What is the difference between ecstasy and somnambulism?
Ecstasy is a more refined type of somnambulism. The soul of the ecstatic is more independent.
Question 440. Does the soul of the ecstatic really go to higher realms?
Yes, it sees them and comprehends the happiness of those who dwell there, which is why they would like to remain there. However, there are realms inaccessible to spirits who are not sufficiently purified.
Question 441. When ecstatics express the desire to leave the earth, do they speak sincerely? And doesn't the preservation instinct retain them?
That depends on the spirit's degree of purification. If it sees that its future situation will be better than the present life, it makes an effort to break the ties that bind it to the earth.
Question 442. If we were to abandon ecstatics to themselves, could their soul definitely abandon their body?
Yes, they could die. That is why it is necessary to call them back by means of everything that might attach them to this world. Above all, making them understand that if the chain that holds them here were to break, it would actually be the best means of not remaining in that place where they see that they could be so happy.
Question 443. Ecstatics claim to see things that are obviously the product of an imagination overly excited by earthly beliefs and prejudices. Thus, isn't what they see unreal?
What they see is real to them. But since their spirit is always under the influence of earthly ideas, they may see it in their own way, or rather, they may express it in a language according to the prejudices and ideas they were raised with, or the ones you were raised with, in order to make themselves better understood. It is especially in this sense that they can err.
Question 444. What degree of trust can be placed in ecstatics' revelations?
Ecstatics can be mistaken quite frequently, especially when they want to grasp what must remain a mystery for humankind. In such cases, they may transmit their own ideas, or they may become the pawns of deceiving spirits who take advantage of their enthusiasm in order to delude them.
Question 445. What consequences may be drawn from the phenomena of somnambulism and ecstasy? Could they be a sort of glimpse into the future life?
Or better stated, they get a glimpse into the past and future life. Humans should study these phenomena because they will find in them the solution to more than one mystery that their reason has tried to grasp in vain.
Question 446. Could the phenomena of somnambulism and ecstasy be brought into harmony with materialism?
Those who study them in good faith and without preconceived ideas could be neither materialist nor atheist.
Question 447. Does the phenomena called second sight have any connection to dreaming and somnambulism?
All of this is one and the same thing. What you call second sight is, again, the spirit in a state of greater freedom, even though the body is not asleep. Second sight is the sight of the soul.
Question 448. Is second sight permanent?
The faculty, yes. The ability to exercise it, no. On worlds less material than yours, spirits disengage themselves more easily, and while still maintaining articulated language, they communicate with one another through thought only. Second sight is also a permanent faculty for the majority of them. Their normal state may be compared to that of your lucid somnambulists, and that is also why they manifest themselves to you more easily than those who are incarnated in denser bodies.
Question 449. Does second sight develop spontaneously or by the will of those who possess it?
Most of the time it is spontaneous, but the will can often play a large role too. Thus, you can take certain individuals, called fortune tellers for example, some of whom possess this faculty of second sight, and you will see that it is their own will that helps them enter such a state, what you call vision.
Question 450. Is second sight capable of being developed through practice?
Yes, effort always leads to progress, and the veil that covers things becomes clearer.
Sub-question 450. Is this faculty linked to one's physical organization?
Certainly, physical organization plays its role, and there are organizations that are incompatible with this faculty.
Question 451. Why does second sight appear hereditary in certain families?
It is due to similarity of organizations, transmitted like other physical qualities, and afterwards, development of the faculty through a kind of education, which is also transmitted from one to the next.
Question 452. Is it true that certain circumstances can cause second sight to develop?
Illness, the approach of danger, or a large crisis may develop it. In such instances, the body is sometimes in a particular state that allows the spirit to see what you cannot see with the eyes of your body.
Author's remarks for question 452. Times of crisis, calamity, and great emotion, in short, all the causes of mental overexcitement, sometimes bring about the development of second sight. It seems that in the presence of danger, Providence has given us the means of calling on it. All persecuted sects and individuals offer numerous instances of this fact. Question 453. Are persons gifted with second sight always aware of it?
Not always. For them, it is a completely natural thing, and many believe that if others paid closer attention to themselves, they would realize they possess the same faculty.
Question 454. May we attribute to a sort of second sight the astuteness of certain persons who, without appearing to have anything extraordinary about them, judge things with more precision than others?
It always involves the soul. The soul radiates more freely and judges better than when under the veil of matter.
Sub-question 454. In certain cases, can this faculty provide foreknowledge of future events?
Yes, it may also provide a presentiment. There are many degrees of this faculty, and the same individual may possess all or only some of them.